Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. Today I am going to be talking to Darius Shanafar. And Darius is the treasurer in the city of Albany. And he is going to talk about the bond rating, the lowering of the bond rating. So, Darius, exactly what happened?
Sure, Cynthia. Thanks for having me on the show. To make a short story a little long, we had an opportunity this year to refinance some old bonds for the city of Albany and save a bit of money. Ultimately, we're going to save approximately $420,000off the refinancing of the bonds. But as part of that process, you go through an updated bond rating, where S&P and the rating agencies take a look at your fiscal situation and provide a rating. Albany had one of the highest bond ratings in the state at AA-, but unfortunately, and somewhat disappointingly, though not entirely unexpectedly, we were downgraded one notch to A+, which is still a very good rating and still one of the highest in the state. It's something that, again, is required for the opportunity to save money on refinancing our bonds this year. I think, reading the report, the biggest issues I think that the rating agencies have noted with the city is we've used up a good portion of our fund balance. The previous administration's final budget in 2013, which went into effect in 2014, used up about two-thirds and planned to use up about two-thirds of our fund balance at that point. We've had a slow chewing away at it ever since as costs increase and savings that we do achieve get eaten up by those increases. I think, for every good opportunity we have, last year we did another bond refinancing. We saved about $750,000 for the city in debt payments over the next few years. We had some other good things like I initiated a food for fines program, which raised about $300,000 off of old parking tickets that were kind of lingering out there for a long time. And there's been a whole host of other cost savings throughout the city, but those smaller cost savings seem to get eaten up by we have our contracts with police and fire and other diligent, hardworking city employees. And we have increasing, unfortunately, healthcare costs and pension costs that go along with it. And frankly, in taking a look at it myself, I found that if we just had single-payer healthcare, the city of Albany would save about 30% off our property taxes every year. So we have big issues financial that we're facing, and a lot of, but we're doing the work on our end to do everything we can to run the city in a fiscally responsible manner. But increasing costs and pressures from the outside tend to come into play.
Now, the city of Albany has a lot of them property. I've heard a figure of 70%. Is that correct?
That's a little high. It's about 61%, I think, was the last time I looked.
Okay.
And it's important to note that some of that tax-exempt property is still productive property and provides revenue for the city. The most notable portion is the Empire State Plaza, which pays us, this year it's going to pay us $27.5 million, but $15 million is the annual payment on the plaza up there. The problem is that doesn't nearly begin to cover the cost of other tax-exempt property in the city, about half of that 61% is state-owned, and about half is other nonprofits, hospitals, universities, and the like. And that's really the fundamental reason why taxes are the way they are in the city of Albany, because the tax base is simply spread out mostly among homeowners and only about 20% of our commercial property tax base. And that's not a recipe for success. And the other component of this, and the state has noted this, and I think you're fully well aware, is that the state aid formulas for the city are really treat Albany unfairly. When you start a sentence with, if the state would just treat us like Utica, and that's a good thing, that shows you how dire the straits are in Albany as far as state aid. Frankly, Utica gets about twice, a little bit more than twice as much per capita state aid. Syracuse, Rochester, and Buffalo are in the 4 to 6 times, 400 to 600% range of state aid. And if the state was helping us out at that level, we would not have fiscal problems in the city of Albany.
Now, why are we faring so poorly, and has this always been the case?
Yeah, it's kind of a historical anomaly that there's a few factors in it. One is on the school aid side, and school taxes are the major portion of our taxes, our property tax in the city of Albany. 60% of our property taxes are school taxes. And the other component is the way the aid formulas were developed really back in the 60s. And the Plaza is really a cause. It helped the city and it hurt the city at the same time. Because back in the 60s, when the Plaza was being built, as is well documented, you know, it really ripped the heart out of the city of Albany. And in doing so, displaced about 10,000 people. I think it's 500 businesses, 3,000 units of housing. It did replace it with a pilot for the city, a payment in lieu of taxes that helped repay the city for the property that was lost there. But on the flip side of it, a large number of those folks who were displaced from the Empire State Plaza, where the Empire State Plaza is now, were displaced to other parts of Albany. So they actually increased the tax base in those areas, in around Eagle Point, for example. Around in the Pine Hills area. And so it's kind of a double bonus for the city in one respect, financially. And as the state aid formulas are being developed in the 60s, you know, responding to the gutting of the core of our cities as we had white flight and green flight from our cities into the suburbs, Albany was not faring as poorly as were, for example, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse. And so when the aid formulas were set in, they were set in at those levels, and as they have moved forward, they haven't really changed all that much in respect to each other. And so you come to this day and age where Albany was fine with, you know, 168 of Buffalo 40, 50 years ago. It's just simply not the case anymore. The other side of the coin is on the school aid formulas. And Albany, unlike a lot of other upstate New York cities, has real pockets of wealth in the city. We have obviously great pockets of poverty, but we also have great pockets of wealth. And that tends to skew the per capita wealth figures that are crucial to the state aid formulas for schools. So we actually get shortchanged on state aid for schools because we have wealthier people who live in the city of Albany.
Now, the tax exempt properties have been pretty all throughout the years. It's been remained the same, correct?
For the most part, you know, the biggest chunks are the Empire State Plaza, Harriman Campus, okay. which is Harriman Campus really should be the key to solving this problem at the state level. But we also have SUNY. And remember, both those properties ended up on land that was once the Albany Country Club, a tax-paying entity at the time. I'm not 100% positive. But it took land away from there and put it into the state's hands. And then we have, you know, one of the benefits and detriments of being a capital city and the major city of a region, we have a lot of hospitals. Albany Med, St. Peter's, Albany Memorial, those are all tax-exempt entities. And then we have other institutions like St. Rose and Maria College, for example. And then you include also the fact that as a capital city, we have a fair number of organizations in the city who have offices in the city, who have bought their buildings in the city. And you know they're wonderful and a terrific part of our fabric in the city, but if you're a nonprofit lobbying organization like one, for example, that I'm on, Families Together in New York State, we have a wonderful building on Madison Ave, not too far from Washington Park, but it's a tax exempt property because they're a tax exempt entity, and so you put that all together, it adds up pretty quickly. And then I didn't even mention, you know, the law schools, University Heights, Parsons, facilities like that, all the academies, the center of University Heights is almost completely tax exempt. So these are problems that I think have to be addressed in an ongoing manner by the state. I think this administration has been moderately successful, and that actually should say very successful, I think, in getting at least some of the nonprofit institutions in the city to help pay pilots themselves and to contribute to the tax base of the city in a way they hadn't before.
Now, my question to you is, if the tax exempt properties in the city has remained basically the same, how come right now the bond rating was lowered? Has it been this low in the past, or is this a new phenomenon?
I'm not sure. The bond rating is really, it's a fluid thing, and it really reacts to circumstances. The circumstances of the lowering right now is that we have, fund balance has been chewed down. The state helped us out this year with a spin-up of $12.5 million up the Empire State Pilot, but they haven't committed to going forward, so there's a little bit of uncertainty for the market. The real reason is that it goes back to what I was saying before, I think, in that up until about perhaps 15 years ago or so, the finances of the city were and state aid from the state and the costs that were foisted upon the city with particularly with healthcare and retirement were not as big as they are these days. They've gone up tremendously in the last 30 and especially the last 15 years. So while those costs have risen, the city has actually pared back its workforce a fair amount over that time period in cost-saving measures. But you still have those pressures. You save money on one side, but the costs go up on the other side regardless of what you're doing. And the way the city had been able to avoid, kind of the reckoning that we're starting to have right now is by spinning up money from the Empire State Plaza pilot, as Mayor Jennings did for several years, which really put off the reckoning that we're kind of having right now. A couple years ago, the state said no more spin-ups, and in 2014 and 2015, we didn't have spin-ups. I think it's at least 2013 as well. And that opened up a hole in the budget. In 2014, that hole in the budget was about $10 million, and that was used up, and that was plugged not by spin-up money from the state. It was plugged by the use of our fund balance, about two-thirds of our fund balance. And the state helped us out a little bit last year with some monies, but they need to help us out a little bit more, I think. And some of the things that we had discussed didn't come to fruition or have not come to fruition yet. But it really is a matter of a structural deficit problem that is really caused by the tax-exempt property in the city and the rising costs that we face. And the state either has to help us deal with it now, or it'll likely become the problem of the state later on.
Has the state been forthcoming in a desire to help the city of Albany?
I can't say enough. The Cuomo administration has really done a terrific job. I think that they, after many years of not, it seems to me, at the state, not completely buying the reality that the city faced fiscal problems. I think having Mayor Sheehan as an advocate up there, working directly with the governor's office and people at the state level, I think they really do understand now that it's not, we're not blowing smoke here in Albany. These problems are real. The reasons why they are problems are real. There's a serious inequity in how Albany is treated compared to other upstate New York cities. And I think that the state gets that. I think the Cuomo administration gets that. They have their own issues to deal with in dealing with localities across the state. But they have been very helpful with us in both understanding the problem, providing us at least a spin up for this year, but also really delving into our books. We went to the fiscal restructuring board. They've taken a close look at our books. They have been very helpful in pointing us in certain directions. And they, I think, we're very optimistic about state-city relations going forward, in large part because of the hard work that Mayor Sheen's been doing.
So you're optimistic about the fiscal health of the city of Albany?
I am. And the reason why I'm optimistic, again, is I think the state really does understand what the situation is here. And that's the most important thing, because our problems are not going to be solved by ourselves. We are doing everything we can to run the city as efficiently and as smoothly as possible. You know, for example, and the state recognized this and helped us with this, we just upgraded our computer systems for the first time in literally 18 years. And that is going to really allow the city to operate much more efficiently, in a much more modern manner. And it's something that was desperately needed for many, many years and just wasn't accomplished. I think the state's going to be crucial for the city of Albany going forward, but we have good relations with them. And I think the state really does truly understand, our situation, and they've proven helpful already, and I expect they'll be proven helpful in the future.
Darius, thank you so much for coming on Focus on Albany. As this problem continues, will you come back on the show to update us all?
Anytime.
Thank you.
Always good to talk to you. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you. You've been listening to Albany City Treasurer Darius Janifar, and you've been listening to Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, or if you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter and share your thoughts. Thanks, Darius. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a great day.
Thanks.